Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Today in Business from Wired. Brought to you by Quantic. Quantic's online MBA and executive MBA degree programs are designed mobile first, with interactive micro lessons and individualized feedback every 8 seconds. Don't settle for old school slides and lectures. Engage with the modern MBA and experience the future of education. Go to quantic.edu/wired for more. Elon Musk promises a $25,000 Tesla in 3 years. Again, reducing the cost of electric vehicles is all about a cheaper battery. Tesla outlined a plan that includes making more of the components itself. By Arian Marshall. What happens when you load more than 200 Tesla shareholders, increasingly rich shareholders, into a Fremont, California parking lot, and set CEO Elon Musk loose in front of them to talk about the company's upcoming battery tech? They honk. A lot. The unusual shareholder meeting, courtesy of the COVID-19 pandemic, had a few big applause, or honk, lines. One, Tesla had begun to design and produce its own batteries, Musk said. The other, Tesla would produce a $25,000 electric vehicle about 3 years from now, according to Musk. The car, he said, would also be autonomous. It's no wonder that Musk's ambitious announcement elicited such an ear-piercing response from shareholders. The design and manufacture of the battery inside an electric car is arguably its most important element. The battery determines how far the car can travel between charges, how quickly it tops up, and how fast it can accelerate. And the battery, which today accounts for about a third of the cost of the company's Model 3, is the car's most expensive component. Bringing the cost of the battery down by refining its chemistry or hacking its supply chain, and you bring down the cost of the car. Bring down the cost of the electric car, and you make it easier for anyone to buy one. Musk said the cost of Tesla's, the Model 3, Tesla's cheapest car, starts at $38,000 before subsidies, limits their appeal. A lot of people want to buy a Tesla, but they simply don't have enough money, he said. According to Bloomberg New Energy Finance, fewer than 2% of the vehicles sold in the U.S. last year were battery-powered. Tesla's promises came with the usual caveat. Musk has never been one to underpromise and overdeliver. He told an interviewer in 2018 that Tesla could roll out a $25,000 EV in 3 years. Tuesday, he pushed that deadline back by 2 years, because Musk said, it's a challenging goal. But the Tesla battery project appears to be underway. Musk confirmed rumors that the company has built a pilot battery production facility at its Fremont factory. The company also has plans to build out a lithium mine and a cathode plant in North America, moves that will shrink the travel for the materials that end up in batteries by 80%. In all, Tesla said production improvements would reduce the cost per kilowatt hour of its batteries by 56%. Tinkering with the infrastructure of the electric vehicle business is key to making the cars competitive with their gas-guzzling rivals. Tesla can try to reduce the cost of materials in its batteries, but eventually, the amount by which you can reduce that cost is limited, says James Frith, an analyst who heads energy storage research at Bloomberg New Energy Finance. One of the final levers that you can pull is to try and reduce some of the margins within the supply chain. Tesla has worked with Panasonic, LG Chem, and more recently, the Chinese battery company, CATL, to produce batteries. But taking control of more of the battery-making process should allow the company to squeeze more savings out of the supply chain. Still, Tuesday's battery presentation was filled with plenty of hedging, with Musk and company warning many times that the technology they were presenting would likely take years to implement. Despite sharing plenty of details about its newest battery breakthrough, the company didn't show off a prototype. Observers noted the slightly subdued tone, in contrast to the bombastic presentations and projections that have occasionally gotten the company in trouble with public officials. Tesla shares fell nearly 7% in after-hours trading. The native battery efforts is proof that Tesla is optimistic about electric vehicles, but sees batteries as possible future supply constraints. Case in point, Musk stressed on Twitter this week that his company would keep working with its battery partners, including with Panasonic and its Nevada Gigafactory. Projections of global electric vehicle demand suggest that there will be massive demand in the global supply chain, which will create much more competition, says Alyssa Kendall, a professor of civil and environmental engineering at the University of California at Davis, who studies the environmental effects of industry. You can see why Tesla is nervous and why they want to support their own battery technology. Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more business news at wired.com/business.